Welcome to Health Connections, a show about people, health, and policy. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Well, you can't help but notice the explosion of CBD and hemp products and services all across Tennessee. CBD is now widely available in retail stores, online, and in some medical offices. CBD facials, gummies, lattes, bath bombs, capsules, salves, and lotions, as well as hemp oils and shampoos and conditioners, are popping up seemingly everywhere. But what is CBD oil? And why is it trendy now? And what are its effects? Today, Dr. Carol Myers from the University of Tennessee College of Nursing will discuss these and other questions on Health Connections. Dr. Myers, welcome back. Always good to see you.
Always good to be here. Thank you.
As we usually do, let's start with the basics. We hear these initials, CBD. What is CBD?
Well, CBD refers to cannabidiol oil. It comes from the cannabis plant. Now, there's two types of cannabis plants, Brandon. One is the marijuana plant and the other is the hemp plant. The main difference between marijuana and hemp is the level of THC in the plant. THC is the psychoactive compound primarily in marijuana plants. And when I say psychoactive, what we mean is this is the substance that gets you high. CBD oil comes from hemp plants, the flowers and the buds. This is an important distinction. CBD oil has no psychoactive effects. CBD primarily exerts its effects on the brain and immune systems. Reported effects that you'll read about are calming, pain reduction, and anti-inflammatory effects. It can be ingested, inhaled, or applied topically.
Well, let's take a look at a related product, hemp oil. What could you tell us about that?
Well, hemp oil, like CBD, comes from the hemp plant. In this case, it comes from the seeds. Hemp oil does not contain THC or CBD. Most commonly, hemp oil is used as a moisturizer. I recently bought some air conditioner. I like it.
Well, as I mentioned in my introduction, one of the notable things about these products, this family of products, is how quickly they seem to pop up in stores almost overnight here in Tennessee. Why did we see that sudden surge of availability and interest here in the state?
Because of a change in a federal law. CBD oil became legal in all the states under the Federal Hemp Farming Act of 2018. Hemp was moved from being classified as a controlled substance as long as it's derived from hemp plants, not marijuana plants, important distinction, and the concentration of THC is less than 0.3%. Then the floodgates on the availability of CBD products open. Some states, very few, are imposing regulations on CBD oil, but that's not a typical state function, and states really do not have the same level of resources as the Federal Drug Administration or other regulators at the federal level.
All right, you raise an interesting point there. When we talk about, for instance, new pharmaceuticals, they usually have to go through a pretty rigorous period of testing through the Food and Drug Administration. There's a lot of testing to make sure they're safe for people and effective. Are there concerns about CBD? Is the oil from CBD safe?
Good question, Brandon. CBD products are produced without regulation. That's an important point. Regulation's purpose is to protect the public. The safety of CBD products has not been established by experts. There's wide variation in the products being sold. In one study, albeit just one, showed that 7 out of 10 of the CBD products did not contain the amount of CBD oil that was indicated on the label. 43% contained too little, and 26% too much. 1 in 5 CBD products evaluated contained too much THC, so it's reported you're not going to get any psychoactive effects, and there you get some.
All right, well, let's talk about what we do know. What does science tell us about CBD oil so far?
Well, in general, Brandon, the scientific evidence about CBD oil is pretty scant. Overall, research about CBD is in the early stages. Many claims about the therapeutic benefits have not been substantiated by the FDA. Neither has safe dosing or recommended uses been established. But, and this is an important but, there is a growing number of studies suggesting the health benefits associated with CBD oil. There seems to be some substance to the hype. But likewise, we have to keep in mind this balance that there's a dearth of evidence about many of the claims. So let's drill down on that. The evidence for the use of CBD oil for epilepsy is strong. As a matter of fact, there's a new CBD-based drug that's been approved by the FDA, the first, but it's only for two rare forms of childhood epilepsy. So there's substance there in that claim. Two other areas that have generated the next amount of promise are use of CBD oil for the treatment of anxiety, pretty pervasive problem, and inflammation, which in many cases is the underlying mechanism for a lot of the diseases we see. So a lot of promise there. On the flip side, Brandon, other claims have not been evaluated with the rigor needed. Normally, we look at animal studies and then, based on the safety and the results, proceed to human studies. This has not happened by large. These claims include the use of CBD as an antipsychotic treatment of schizophrenia, an antidepressant, and some say it's a sleep aid. Too many claims, unfortunately, at this juncture are based on personal anecdotes, not scientific evidence. That should be a concern.
Are there side effects associated with the use of CBD?
Yeah, the side effects include diarrhea, changes in appetite, and fatigue. On a more significant level, concerns have been raised about liver damage. That's pretty major. We're seeing increase in liver enzymes, drug interactions, possible interference with sexual development and functioning. Consider that pretty major. And the impact of CBD use by children and pregnant or breastfeeding women. These are considered vulnerable patients where we take extra safety steps, and we don't know right now the impact of CBD oil. There are some concerns that THC can exacerbate seizures and anxiety, the very thing that some people purport they will be treating. I was not able, Brandon, to find any abuse potential associated with CBD use.
So to bring all this together as we get ready to conclude this conversation, what does all this that we've talked about really mean for our listeners in a practical sense?
Good question. CBD oil, although not regulated as a drug, is being used as a drug. That's a concern. It makes sense that our listeners should work with a licensed healthcare professional that has experience with the condition being treated, as well as experience and knowledge about CBD. One of the groups of people that I'd like to single out is people who take drugs to manage epilepsy should consult their healthcare provider if they're using CBD oil, as their dose may need to be adjusted. This is one of those areas where it's very important that our listeners, if they're using CBD oil, to let their providers know so that they can raise their antenna about possible side effects, drug interactions, or to provide some expert counseling.
All right, food for thought for sure from Dr. Carol Myers of the University of Tennessee College of Nursing and the creator of this program, Dr. Myers. Thank you for joining us again on Health Connections.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you, Brandon.